tell us exactly what makes you tick in this world of consulting.
If I reflect back last 18 years, every 2 or 3 years, I've had the opportunity to reinvent my career. I've had the opportunity to move sectors, move geographies, create something new, transform something new.
This whole tech platform that you guys developed, and you were instrumental around it, called Symphony.
Symphony has become much, much larger, where we have a huge repository, which is both by processes, sectors, things we used to do over months and months and months. Now they can be done at a snap of a button, you know. A lot of the time is being spent more strategically. So I think that's been the real differentiator for us. COE has been one of our greatest assets. So we set it up about 3 years back, and this is a dedicated internal audit COE. The future of internal audit, I think this will be the center of excellence, will be a great enabler in ensuring that we stay number one as we are.
So what's your mantra of work-life harmony?
I started working at EY even before my 20th birthday. So this is the life that we've seen, and we've curated everything around it. So I never think that this is where work ends and this is where life starts.
Hello everyone, welcome to EY's Consulting Leaders Unscripted, a special series that brings together remarkable consulting professionals. Their wealth of knowledge and focus on evolving trends that are shaping the future of businesses with confidence. So get ready to be empowered and challenged as we share unscripted stories of resilience, innovation, and success.
We've got Neerti Sood, who's been with EY for 18 years, has had one of the most amazing careers in risk consulting, internal audit. Neerti, great to meet you. Great to have you on this show. And I mean, your journey over the past 18 years has been amazing. Tell us exactly what makes you tick in this world of consulting.
Firstly, thanks for having me over. And it's a privilege to be here sharing my story. I think what makes me tick every day is just the challenge, the excitement of doing something new. And if I reflect back last 18 years, every 2 or 3 years, I've had the opportunity to reinvent my career. I've had the opportunity to move sectors, move geographies, create something new, transform something new. And that's what's kept me going. So that's really what I wake up every day. Every Monday morning, there's something new to look forward to. And that's what keeps me going.
Fantastic. And, you know, you worked on some of our largest clients. You become a partner at breakneck speed in the consulting world. And more than that, you're a proud internal auditor. So am I. But you know how it sometimes happens that a lot of internal auditors or auditors want to go into strategy, want to go into consulting. Tell us about internal audit and tell us about the wonderful things that you've done in that field for your clients.
So see, I'm an internal auditor for life. I said that recently to my client and he said, a lot of your life is still ahead of you. I said, but I know I'm an internal auditor for life. And I say that because I think the passion, the joy that I get from the practice has been phenomenal. And during my lifetime, we've seen that profession really grow. I think back from the days when I started out, I started my career in 2005 being an analyst in the firm. From then to now, there's been a whole transformation in the profession. And to be able to experience that transformation, I think has been great. I think if I look at what we've created today, the kind of value we are delivering to our clients through our internal audits, I think that's phenomenal. And having said that, I think as I look at our younger generation, I keep asking my team, what else would you do that you're in your 20s and you get access to the biggest boardrooms in the world? You go to manufacturing plants, people come and explain processes to you. You get to sit, speak, have a dialogue with some of the best minds in the business. What else would you be doing? And for me, the question always gets answered with saying, we're at EY, we're doing internal audit for some of the marquee clients. And that's what gives us that privilege, that advantage of continuing to do that. So for me, that's been the North Star always. And even today, my best days are days when I'm in the boardroom. My best evenings, afternoons, mornings are spent at clients. I think that's what really drives me to be an internal auditor.
Tell us, this whole tech platform that you guys developed and you were instrumental around it, called Symphony. It sounds great. The name's got all the waves around it. So tell us a bit more about it and how does it really benefit clients?
So I think, Mithunji, I think what's important is that it's not just Symphony. When we look at our risk practice today, everything that we do in the risk business, we have a digital enabler for it. Whether we look at internal audit, contracts, compliance, sustainability, capital program management, every solution that we've created that's backed by a digital asset.
Right.
And not only are these digital assets created at a point in time, we continue to refresh them, both in terms of content and technology. Today, most of, in fact, all of our assets are using GenAI in terms of what we deliver. So I think what we are being able to deliver through these assets to the market is just outstanding. I was a part of the team which co-created DigiCube Symphony in its earlier form. And I was a part of the business team which actually developed that platform. And you know, those days also, we could go to a client and say, we are not doing samples anymore. We are not looking at it at a point in time. We are going to look at all of your transactions. We are going to uncover what is there throughout the year, across your geographies, across your businesses. And clients were stumped. They said, are you sure? Can you really process that level of data? And this was not data being processed by somebody who knew SQL or Rodrix or anything else.
Yeah.
These were business people like you and I. These were our teams who had the capability of processing that. So that's where we started. I think today, Symphony has become much, much larger, where we have a huge repository, which is both by processes, sectors. We have scripts which are already configured for each industry. So the ease of doing the audit is much more. People can look at large sums of data. The consistency of doing the audit is great. But I think what's truly unique is that it saves a lot of time. Today, when my team starts an audit, once they get the data, things we used to do over months and months and months, now they can be done at a snap of a button, you know. You can literally put in your data by the end of the day, you have your results, and that's where you start consulting. That's where you truly start looking at the insights, adding value, seeing what else should I do, root causing. So a lot of the time is being spent more strategically. So I think that's been the real differentiator for us.
And that's the real value driver, right? Because you're putting in a tool which is allowing you to deliver value. Everybody tells us that the audit world is going to get disrupted by AI. It's going to be all different. They're not going to need people like you and me. So what's your take on AI, especially when it comes to internal audit, risk management, and, you know, helping companies manage their businesses better?
So I think if I look at it more for us as internal auditors, I absolutely believe that AI is going to play a very significant role. So if I think that in the next 20 years of my career, can I continue to do what I'm doing? The answer is absolutely not. In fact, you know, every morning when we regroup as a team, Monday morning chat sessions with my team, we always say that, you know, what do we do? How do we keep up with the technology to stay relevant? So I think anybody who thinks that without embracing technology, they'll be able to do well if for the next foreseeable future, I think the answer is absolutely not. I think it's time we introspect and see that what skills are we building for the future? How do we stay relevant?
What would be your one advice to the audit committee chair of a large conglomerate? Could be your client, could be somebody else.
I think usually they look to us for advice on specific topics. But if I was to advise any audit committee chair, I would just tell them that they should continue the learning process. Because as you say, that when you sit in that position of power, you're expected to make a lot of decisions. You're expected to contribute to a lot of decisions. And you can only do it well when your learning itself is quite exponential. When you have a good worldview, you have a view of the changing risks, the emerging risks in the environment. And we participate in that too. We do a lot of board sessions where we talk to audit committee members, board members about data privacy, cyber, sustainability, Gen AI, responsible AI. So these are things which I think just from an awareness perspective is very important. And as much as they absorb it, I think it will be very beneficial to the inputs that they give to the businesses. Right. So that would be my advice. And we are always happy to participate in that journey as well, because it's enough learning on both ends.
No, absolutely. Tell us, what's the success behind this amazing work that we've done around internal audits in the country? I can think of the COE, the Center of Excellence, which we've really set up. People like you, your colleague partners, which really differentiates us and creates that real talent to go and do a great job and deliver value to clients.
So Mituji, I think we spoke earlier about the internal audit enablers, the digital enablers. I think COE has been one of our greatest assets. So we set it up about 3 years back, and this is a dedicated internal audit COE. And today we have about 400 people in the COE. So this is your extended team. This is an extended team to any partner group. Earlier, what was happening is our people were working in silos, and we said, how do we make sure that everybody gets the same experience? How do we make sure that everybody is trained on the same tools, technology, methodology? And how do we create a true internal auditor who you say that, you know, this is the truly the center of excellence? So that was the vision with which we set up the COE. And today we have a lot of people who come through, our graduates, postgraduates. We have people who join us after completing their chartered accountancy. And all of them go through a very rigorous training program. So we make sure they learn the skills, learn the technology, and are really, really good core internal audit professionals. They also work across different partner groups as well as sectors. So it gives them a very wide array of knowledge when they start out with their career. And then we give them very differentiated experiences at EY. So we give them experiences in terms of giving them the best access to technology, a lot of our leaders spending time with them. They have curated sessions on really deep diving and understanding any subject. So if I look at the firm in terms of the number of hours we spend on learning in the COE, exceptional.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's what's helped us create this whole core fundamental foundational layer of teams who are really working on internal audit day in and day out.
So these are like internal audit professionals equipped with the latest and the best knowledge of processes, policies, work programs, and all enabled by the latest technology that is available to us.
That's right. And, you know, if you look at them, given they work across sectors, I think their expertise in terms of understanding a process and saying what is the leading practice across, what is the benchmark on this, is just way higher than anybody else. So I think this is really truly, when we look at the future of internal audit, I think this will be the center of excellence, will be a great enabler in ensuring that we stay number one as we are.
Fantastic. So tell me, Nyaki, now you're into wellness, yoga, you eat healthy, it's all nice, perfect. To be honest, it's a little boring as well. So what do you do for fun?
I find all of it fun, actually, to be honest. I'm a very disciplined individual. Awesome. I'm a planner.
Right.
And I need to be. My husband works at EY. I have a 9-year-old daughter. So I have my hands full on any given day. And a lot of these things bring me a lot of joy. So if I don't practice anything, whether if I don't go to the gym or do yoga on a day, I'll be somebody who will be struggling through that day, you know.
Wow.
And if I was to tell you a guilty pleasure, apart from all of this, I love to shop. So if there's nothing else to do,
I knew it.
I'll be on my phone. I'll be shopping.
I got it. So what's your mantra of work-life harmony? I'm not going to say work-life balance, but what's your mantra as a family of work-life harmony? And how do you manage all that with so many things going on?
See, one is, I think maybe we've been here for a very long time. I started working at EY even before my 20th birthday. So this is the life that we've seen. And we've curated everything around it. So I never think that this is where work ends and this is where life starts. It actually mixes quite well. I love spending time with my team as much as I do with my friends. Like I said, I bring my daughter to the office when I can't be home. My team sends me things home when I can't be in the office. So we've learned to make it coexist.
The toughest deadline can be met as long as you harmonize your whole work and life around it. And you don't need to go after deadlines just for the sake of it as well. And that's an important sort of mantra for people who are coming in consulting to follow as well. Do what matters. And I think it's great to hear that from you. Hethi, thank you so much. I'm really proud to be your partner. I think in EY, you know, having people like you is just inspirational. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you for being such a wonderful leader in the internal audit space. We'll keep talking, keep meeting, keep bumping into each other.
Thank you. Thanks, Ritunjay. Pleasure was all mine.
Thank you.